From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The list of movies set in the South is long. They're classics such as Gone with the Wind or A Streetcar Named Desire, to more recent offerings such as The Help and Green Book. Author Ben Beard says Hollywood largely gets the South wrong and writes about it in his recent book, The South Never Plays Itself. He explains how he believes filmmakers treat the region compared to other parts of the country.
Any movie set in the South, except recently in Atlanta, is intentionally set there to explore the South or exploit it in some way. A film set in New York is usually going to celebrate New York or like basically say, man, this city is going to destroy you. Whereas the South, I'll use a popular TV example. You have Friday Night Lights and you have Glee. Glee is set in Ohio and it's supposed to be everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Friday Night Lights is set in Texas and it is about Texas. It's using football to examine and explore Texas as an intentional thing. And I believe the South is often used that way. Sometimes it's a shorthand for racism. Sometimes it's a shorthand for lack of education. Like if you want someone to look like a dummy, you give them a Southern accent. Unfairly, by the way, but you know. So that to me is the difference.
You set up the book describing the South as a thought experiment. You know, what do you mean by that?
The South is a vast place with millions of people, and it's the beaches of Miami and the nightclubs of Memphis and Atlanta and the farms of Alabama, Mississippi. And yet on screen and in the minds of a lot of people, it's kind of one thing.
What are the actual elements that make up this thought experiment of the South?
On film, it's often seen as a violent, racist backwater or a place of people on their porches drinking tea, everyone's telling stories and hanging out. Both of those things are completely false. Where do they come from? I think there's like two central types of films that Hollywood gives us. One is the South was a magnificent place before the Civil War, and the elements of that South that made it to the contemporary time are the ones to be celebrated. And then the other one is the South is a terrible place of oppression and ignorance and stupidity. And I'm absolutely not whitewashing the South's sins at all. The South, they have a lot to atone for. But the idea that the South is racist and the rest of the country is not has been proven wrong, right?
Being in Alabama, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Forrest Gump. And as you write about it, you seem to like it, but it's a little mixed.
So I love Forrest Gump in a way. Okay, I think it's a great film in a way. Let me say what I like about it. One, it has great pacing. Two, it's a lot of fun. Three, it's got a great soundtrack. Four, it's superbly made. Five, it is communicating with a lot of great films, including Easy Rider, including Midnight Cowboy. A lot of the films that it's aping are those like late 60s, early 70s films. So I think its technique is wonderful. It's also, because it's using a kind of holy fool as its hero, it's trying to kind of thread the needle and let America off the hook for a lot of our worst tendencies and crimes. So how do we fix segregation? Tom Hanks gives the book to the University of Alabama student who walks past George Wallace. I lived in Montgomery. And I like Alabama a lot. And I think Alabama gets kicked around unfairly. But, that's sympathy for a past that never existed.
You write in the book, the movie Magic Mike comes closest to the vibe that you remember from growing up in the Florida panhandle. That movie centers on a guy who's a roofer by day and a stripper by night. And the stripping part, you say, is not a part of your childhood. But I wonder what other films set in the South ring true to you.
One, I was raised really religiously, and I've since kind of walked away from that. But I do think religion is often mistreated on film or not taken on its own terms. But I think Junebug, which is set in North Carolina, and it has a expatriate coming back with his new wife, and she's English, and she's experiencing the religion of the people who live there in a very, she doesn't understand it, and it disturbs her, but it's very beautiful. The Florida Project, which doesn't reflect my life at all, but it's about a group of kind of near feral children hanging out on the edges of Orlando, and they are unwatched and they kind of rumpus around the city, the suburbs. It captures a Florida that I experienced, which is a Florida of gaudy colors, vast spaces between stuff, and you have this kind of weird Disney artificial reality right there, right next to you. So that movie really resonated with me.
Ben Beard is author of The South Never Plays Itself, a film buff's journey through the South on screen. Ben Beard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew.